Serie A.
Roma against Parma then coming up at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Parma have had a horrible season so far, Ray. They look destined for the drop. Roma ended a sequence of draws with a win at Cagliari last time. And pretty much have to win to put any pressure on Juventus, who've skipped away in the title race. Roma are 1-3, the draw's 15-4, and Parma are 17-2. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think, firstly, I don't think there's any way they can catch Juventus, really. I think the draws they had, which you just mentioned, for me, kind of ruled them out the title race. So they've just got to make sure they can consolidate second, because Napoli are starting to close the gap a bit. But the good thing for Roma is that they're boosted by the return of Jovinho, of course. Arsenal fans laugh, but we know how pivotal he has been to Roma over the last 18 months. And Doumbia as well, he'll return from the African Nations. This will be his first game, if he does take part in it, for Roma after arriving from CSKA Moscow. So they will get stronger. I can't see this terrible run continuing. And by terrible, I mean just not winning every week, which is kind of what we've come to expect from Roma. Mm. This game for me is an absolute gimme. I think Roma win. I think the 1-3 is pretty decent value, actually. If you put it accumulated together on the weekend, I think Roma against Parma, for me, is an absolute banker home win.
I could not agree more. That's exactly what I've got written down here. I think it is. If this was 1-6, I would not be batting an eyelid, you know. And the fact it's 1-3, I think, is really, really good value. I'm all over Roma here. But I'm guessing you're not going to put the 1-3 up as your outright bet. So what are the other markets that you've been exploring here? I'm guessing maybe Roma to nil or Roma on the handicaps?
Well, I always think Roma to handicap is obviously a player 17-20 minus one. I mean, Roma don't concede many. They've kept an awful lot of clean sheets. They're unbeaten at home. I think 7 clean sheets so far this season. I think they've won 7 at home, drawn 4, which obviously has been the last 4 at home, which they'll be absolutely disappointed about. Every single one of them. They're drawn against some OK sides, but they'll be disappointed with every single one of them. So I can't see Parma scoring here, which does open up the door of the win to nil. And Parma just shipped so many goals. I mean, they got beat 7-0 by Juventus a few games ago. They've lost 9 of their 10 away games. As I said, it's very, very much a one-sided result. The thing with Roma we've got to take into consideration with the handicaps is they're not prolific goal scorers. They don't hammer teams anymore. They haven't got a guaranteed number 9 who's going to get them, you know, kind of get them 15, 20 goals a season like we've seen with Juventus over the last few years. Can Doumbia be that man? You never know. They've got Victor Ibarra, who they got from Cagliari, who could score the goals. And I think they had a young guy, I think an 18-year-old, started the game against Cagliari last week with Ibarra being out. Daniele Verde, I think his name was. I think he's set 2 up, but I can't see him starting this one. I think they do go with Doumbia in this one. But is he? I mean, we've seen him in the Champions League. We've seen him in the last 2 years. I mean, is he going to get 15, 20 a season in Serie A? I'm not convinced. I'm not utterly convinced by him. So do be careful with the minus one, but Parma concede too many goals. So I think the Roma minus one does land comfortably at 17-20, but you've got to be a little bit careful when you're playing Roma goals.
Okay. No, that's
fine. They've got a Champions League. They've got a Europa League game against Feyenoord coming up on a week tomorrow, so a week on Thursday. They've got a real chance of winning that. We know how strong they are. We know how eager Garcia is to win trophies. So, I mean, if they're 1-0 up with 60 to go, do they start? You know, just start bringing players off and resting players for a Thursday game. I think they do. So I don't think they absolutely destroy Parma, but I think they win. I think they win comfortably, but just be careful, as I'm just saying. Don't go absolutely heavy on the minus one or two. But I think the minus one represents decent value.
Okay. So you can get Roma to win to nil at 19-20. Roma minus one at 17-20. Roma to win both halves at 17-10. What is your best bet in this game?
Well, I think we've got to be careful with playing Parma, because absolutely dismissing Parma, because they got taken over. I think it was on the weekend. The owner, who will now be the president, Menenti, they know the club's going down, but they might start rebuilding. And when you're rebuilding teams, you never know what you're going to get. So generally, I wouldn't imagine people will be betting on the Roma-Parma game until the Parma-Chievo game is finished tonight. It might give them a bit more of an idea. But unless we see something miraculous from Parma, it's minus one Roma. Race to two Roma, 8-15, I think decent value. There's no threat of Parma scoring twice. So that pretty much is a one-horse race. Same with race to three, but 8-5, probably not big enough for me. I think my pick of this particular match might be Pjanic anytime, 11-8. He scores some quite important goals. He generally doesn't start all the time, which is an issue. But of course, you can watch for the team news, see how he comes, see if he starts, see if he comes on. But I think 11-20, someone like Pjanic, 11-8, sorry, someone like Pjanic to score at any time is decent value.
Okay.
They don't have a guaranteed goal scorer, do they? And I mean, they do share it around between Totti, Jovinio, Pjanic, Lalic. So many people get involved, but some of them are just priced up a bit too short. So I would probably go with Pjanic here. I like the minus one, as I said. Just be a little bit careful.
Okay. Personally, I'm all in on the minus one, 17-20. I think that's a really, really fantastic price. And I'd also back Roma to win the first half at 4-5. I think they just won't have any problems here. I don't think it's a case of wait and see. I think they'll get an early lead. I don't think they'll absolutely blitz them. I don't think we'll see a 5 or a 6. But I certainly wouldn't be surprised if we see a 3 or a 4. So I'll take minus 1.
No, I mean, I'm you know, I don't disagree with you in any way. My main issue is with Roma is that they don't have guaranteed goals in them.
Okay.
They'll create chances, but they don't have guaranteed goals. And if they start thinking about Thursday on the hour mark, you might see that minus one just slip away. But I think it's good value at 17-20.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.